This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. A local club is giving back to their community in an effort to help those in need. Brothers Burden, a motorcycle club based in Mount Olive, was founded in 2014 with the purpose of helping the less fortunate in surrounding towns. The club is managing their first ever community garden in Litchfield, and club member Missy Jackson says it's all about teaching people where their food comes from and helping those in need.
The garden began as, of course, just a thought because the president and members believe that it's really important that our community be able to come together as a community to teach, have the older generation teach our younger generation where their food comes from. This is something that we believe is super important because it's not so simple just to, for everybody in the community to just go purchase all those things they might need. You know, it gets expensive to go to the store for some of the lower income families.
The club has already started planting, and according to Missy, there's a possibility of reserving plots for various groups to care for in the future.
We have started planting. We have quite a bit planted already. We have a section mapped out for children alone, and we may actually end up lending out plots on the garden for specific uses, such as maybe even, we've discussed putting out uses for the elderly, etc.
A goal that Missy would like to achieve is to have daycares from around the area bring their classes to learn and work in the garden.
I would like to invite any local daycare centers or homes to be able to schedule times when they can bring, you know, all of their classrooms or a couple of classrooms, whatever might be the case, to come out and work in the garden. And we would like to try to get some specific knowledgeable people out there at the times those children are going to be out there, so we can be actually using it as a teaching project.
Volunteers are welcome and needed to help with the garden, and if you'd like to donate your time or gardening supplies, you can contact Missy Jackson during the day at 217-710-0391. Items needed for the garden include thyme, being the number one need, gardening tools, tarps, seeds and plants, fencing, building materials, old blankets, containers such as buckets, tubs, trash bins, and fish ponds, mulch chippings or manure, hoses, water spigots, soil, gas-powered pumps, or any greenhouse materials in general. And once again, Missy's daytime phone number is 217-710-0391 if you'd like to volunteer or help with any of those items. And if you don't have any of those supplies but you have experience gardening, knowledge is something else they are looking for.
Knowledge. We would like anybody with knowledge to be able to contact us, and if they could possibly come out and give, you know, short teaching spurts, like I said, to the younger, but to anybody that would like to know anything specific. Not everybody knows how to garden, and not everybody knows everything about how to grow each item. Because some things, of course, won't grow here, and other things will, but not in certain conditions. We'd like anybody with knowledge to show up, give their knowledge to someone else.
As far as the distribution of the food that's produced from the garden is concerned, Missy says the club will have a process in place.
Those who come and volunteer, of course, will get to take home some of what their labors have brought them, you know. Mm-hmm. Then we will be setting up a stand on site that we will have waivers for those who are low income, and they can take away certain amounts per household, you know. And then we will ask for a small monetary donation from those who can't prove that they're below the poverty level. It won't be nearly as much as you would pay for at the store. But the garden needs to be self-sustainable. Therefore, we do still have to have some sort of income.
The Brothers Burden Community Garden is located in Litchfield, across from Litchfield Farmers Grain on Tyler Avenue. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.